Bonneville, RCMP continue to investigate break-ins that occurred at a rural residence 19 kilometers northwest of Iron River two nights in a row between October 17 and 19. According to RCMP, suspects cut the chains and locks to the yard, Quonset and granaries, as well as pried the front door of the house. Stolen from the property was a 1992 Yamaha 400 quad, two arc welders and various tools. RCMP also continue to investigate a break-in that occurred at a business on the 6000 block of 47th Avenue. The building was broken into overnight on October 20. Anyone with information on the break and enters is urged to contact the Bonneville RCMP or Crimestoppers. Homeowner assaulted on October 21 just past noon. A 21-year-old woman from Frog Lake attended a residence on the 5500 block of 55th Street and assaulted the homeowner. According to RCMP, the 21-year-old knocked on the door and when the homeowner answered the door, the female punched the victim in the face before fleeing. RCMP were able to locate her shortly after the incident and she was found to be on warrants for other matters. She was then arrested and held for a bail hearing in which the Justice of the Peace released her on a no-cash promise to pay. She is set to appear in Bonneville Provincial Court on November 16. Police believe this incident was targeted and do not have a concern for the public safety. Suspect caught in stolen vehicle on October 18 at 4 p.m. A Bonneville RCMP member was on patrol and noted a suspicious vehicle that evaded the officer. The member located the vehicle minutes later at a residence on 66th Street on the west end of Bonneville. The vehicle was determined to be stolen and the driver exited the vehicle and attempted to flee but was caught and arrested, say police. A 63-year-old man from Bonneville was charged with 9 criminal code offenses, including dangerous operation of a motor vehicle, possession of stolen property, driving a motor vehicle while prohibited, obstructing a police officer, 5 counts of failing to comply with a release condition and 1 Traffic Safety Act count for driving an uninsured motor vehicle. The man has been remanded in custody and is set to appear in court on October 26.